DJ Fuckhead. Hold on, let me get the clip up. Who do you think you're as good as? Ganon. Oh, really? Oh, shit. That's the best. I can't get over that. It's all that YouTube poop and the one with Jesus fornicating with the devil, that's the best one. That's the fucking best. No, you can't even take that away from it. It's just that good. I'm just trying to find it in a second.
Alright, you play that, and then we'll actually do the intro.
That should be the intro.
Alright, but me now, we gotta do the segue into the intro.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Do one of you guys want to do it, or should I do it?
Where the fuck did I put it? I'm about to shit all over my YouTube.
Go for it.
No, I...
Then it'll really be a YouTube poop. Oh!
Yeah, no one's really laughing, Steve. We can,
That was a fun.
You can make your other weak attempt sometime else, yeah.
Please?
Yeah, just, you know. Please what? You can't make it funny now.
Of course I can.
You can.
I could add in an audience.
Steve, we all know that everyone is on the podcast. Everyone who listens to the podcast thinks I'm the funniest person. And there's an easy reason.
Because
I'm the biggest jackass.
You're the asshole of the group. And
I am the biggest asshole, but everyone loves me anyway.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because bitches dig dicks. Literally and metaphorically.
I don't think that's a metaphor.
No. Let me tell you something.
That's
women,
not the right... No, that's not the right
Women
term.
Always fall for the biggest dicks ever. Where the fuck is this YouTube poop? I'm about to shit my pants if I cannot find it. I swear to God. Oh, okay, here we go. The King fails. American Idol.
Okay, so you're known as...
The King?
Why did you enter this competition?
To conquer the...
Yeah, have you seen the show? Okay, who are you as good as, in your opinion?
Ganon.
Really?
Okay. And what are you going to sing today?
DJ Fuckhead.
You think that would win you this competition? I've heard some weird auditions in my life, but I've got to tell you, that is possibly the weirdest I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it was like a one-year-old singing that song.
This is the Creed guy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, my name is so messy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 so messy. Oh, my name is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Simon, any comments?
What am I supposed to say? I think we're just going to say no and wish you lots of luck.
Fuck you, buddy!
What are you looking at, butthead?
You are a loser. Thank you very much.
I like to draw a mile and buy shit!
See ya.
Yeah.
Anyways... Welcome to the Random Title Podcast with Bleach Man, the host, who's me, and my co-host.
God damn it.
What? It's not like there's an order or anything. Any one of you go.
No one wants to man up to this terrible podcast.
I'm not a man.
Then you go first.
Picks, no. Or you are a man.
I'm a man again.
Are you a man? Then show me proof you're not. Yeah, I thought so. You manly woman. Viper, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
You know, we're waiting for you to say, Viper, and you're not doing it.
You didn't hear me?
So, Viper, say your name.
My name? Here.
Okay.
Yes. There you go.
Yay.
Alright. And?
And Fatma. Co-host.
And Ellie.
Yay!
This is by far the worst podcast ever. I can't believe it. We don't do a podcast for so long, and now we're gonna give them this shit. You're the worst, Bleach.
What did I do, man?
You're the worst.
I tried to do it, and then like, oh, I can't do it. I gotta do stuff. And then like yesterday, I said, hey, how about we do one? And then Samir's like, I got a stomachache, bro. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what does that have to do with a podcast?
That's funny.
Stomachache. What a bitch. What a bitch excuse. That's what you used to get out of school when you're in first grade.
Fuck
that. No, you said stomachache.
I did not say stomachache.
You said stomachache.
My insides hurt.
The fuck ever.
Anyways, I guess we're sorry for not doing a podcast for a while. But it's summer and stuff, so hooray.
I'm not fucking wait, hold up. No. No. I am not sorry.
Too bad.
Your statement. I'm not sorry. Why should I be sorry for something that I don't get paid for?
Too bad. We're sorry as a group. And you're part
of
this group.
Be sorry.
I'll kick your ass.
I know where you live.
Don't remove me from the sorry letter.
Letter? Dude, I'm not writing this down.
And we are not a real podcast.
Because we don't have a letter?
If we don't treat our fans better, they will leave us.
Then why won't you say sorry?
One sorry is not good enough, sir.
Because we're apologizing as a group. So that implies multiple sorries. Accumulate into one big sorry.
Whatever, happy bit.
Alright, happy bit. What are we going to talk about since we haven't done this in a while? Well, before we do, two things. One, who the hell in Washington is downloading this podcast over and over and over again? Yeah, because I noticed that it's from the same IP. Well, same location. Not IP, I don't know. It could be college or something. But
someone who actually likes us. Surprisingly enough, there might be someone who does.
No, because there's no way that person would download 38 episodes if we only have 21. Not even 21, we have 20. But, like, yeah, 38 times, like...
Yeah, guy who did that, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just guessing you're a stoner who's listening to us over and over again.
I'm reporting you.
No. Don't report him, because obviously he's downloading all the podcasts that have me in it, and then copying my voice.
But why is that?
Don't get your fantasies into this.
Alright, so, let's see, what else? Oh yeah, also, people who listen to us in Westchester County, I'm just wondering who actually does listen to us, so... If you, like, do us a shout-out on Facebook or, like, send us an email or something, that'd be great. Besides that, I guess the first topic we can talk about is E3. Since that's next week, that's going to be cool. So right now, I guess we're going to do predictions and anticipation and stuff like that. We're going to do an E3 episode like last time. Hopefully it won't be as much fail, because, hey, we should reinvite Taylor.
Oh god, no. Please, I don't even know where he is anymore. He hasn't talked to me in like months.
Listen, bring him on so I can finally let him kill himself.
Please!
I've been on, you know, MSN / Nova, and he hasn't been on. So, not my fault.
Alright. Well, in that case, we should get Chris Chan.
Oh god, that would be the best.
If you manage to do this, that might be the one podcast I really enjoyed doing.
You know, he answers to his,
his craziness. He answers to his own craziness, which is the most hilarious thing I've ever even thought about.
So
all
if
we have to say is that we're Sanchu fans. And he'll be like, okay.
Totally. I'll do it. Oh, we should totally ask him to do the cover art for that episode, too.
No, we should have him sing.
Oh, God. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Whatever. If any of our listeners really want that to happen, just send us an email by next week. And, I don't know, I'll try to pull through for that. That'd be cool. Yeah, so anyway, about E3. Anything you guys are looking forward to?
No.
Mass Effect.
Two.
Yes.
I really don't know what's coming out.
Well, what's some rumors you guys heard about it then?
Xbox 360 Slim.
They're also guessing
Metal Gear Solid 4 coming to the 360.
There also might be an expanded version of Metal Gear Solid 4 for PS3. They're working on Metal Gear Solid 5, surprisingly. You visit joystick.com, you can probably see that.
Yeah, Kojima's a bitch. He doesn't stick up to his word. I'll never do one again. Oh, look at all this money I made.
No. The only reason why I really did that, because he saw what the guys were working on without him, and he was like, no, man, that ain't right. You know what? Fuck you guys. You can't do anything without me. I'm doing this. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think,
And he did say
he's a fucking pig.
Why?
Fuck him. And his lame excuses.
No, he said he'll never make another Metal Gear Solid. But that doesn't mean it won't make another Metal Gear.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I hate you.
That doesn't mean they're not going to make another Metal Gear.
I'm just saying. It could be a new Metal Gear Raiden or whatever. That might happen.
Stop.
Alright. There also might be unveiling new PSP, which is called the PSP Go.
Let me guess. It's smaller and has 12 cameras.
Wrong.
No, that's the DSi.
Yeah.
I know. I was making fun.
Oh. Sorry. Well, it's basically going to have, like, be slidable, so you can slide it up and down.
Slidable?
Yeah, like a cell phone, or like, I don't know.
It looks so awkward to, like, reach up to those left and right buttons.
I didn't see pictures of this, but I don't really care.
Well, there's no pictures yet, it's just speculation. And also, it might take out the UMD drive.
What? Are they gonna do?
Downloadable.
Complete downloadable.
Oh, that's really gay, but what about your games?
Oh, you'll be able to download,
PSP I know, games. But you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the games you already own.
Oh. I don't know.
That's the dumbest thing. No one's gonna buy it because they can't play their old shit.
I don't know.
Wow, Sony's really making the dumbest shit ever.
It's all speculation, so this isn't 100% true or anything yet. And, let's see, Nintendo-wise. Fuck, they got nothing.
Oh, fuck Nintendo, I lost all faith in them.
Same.
Unless they come out with fucking, like, something so amazing. Oh, they're coming out the new Mario something. I forget what it was. Oh, no, I was at GameStop the other day. Or is there a prototype? That shit looks hot.
Yeah, wait. Did you reserve it sometime this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, like, I visited there, and then, like, oh, yeah, Alex was just here. It was, John Vega. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I went and I reserved that, and I reserved the new Call of Duty coming out, because it actually looks like Call of Duty. It's really going to be Call of Duty Modern Warfare times 12 explosions. It's going to be great.
Yep. Let's see. What's you doing, fatty?
What?
What's that scribble sound?
Oh no, I'm just doing this thing on my sketchbook.
All right.
A Sharpie. But I'm running out of ink. I'm very disappointed.
Alright. They might show off new God of War.
Oh yeah.
I know a lot of people are excited for that.
Honestly, there's like no reason for me to keep my PS3 except God of War. But I'm not even gonna keep it for that. Like, originally, I really wanted my PS3 because of the, shit, what was it that called?
Metal Gear?
No, I don't give a shit about Metal Gear. Tekken. But now it's coming out for both, so I'm like,
Tekken's not even that great of a fighting game.
I could
honestly say that.
Take
it's really...
Take it back.
Dude!
Take it back right now.
The only good thing about it is Kuma.
No. Take it back right now.
Dude,
I grew up on Tekken. I'll fucking rape you in Tekken any day.
No, dude, anyone can be good at Tekken. It is purely a button smashing game. Button mashing the whole way, man.
I didn't know how to play in the arcade.
Just shut up.
Button mashing, man.
Just shut up.
Street Fighter?
No, it's like the 3D poor man's version of Street Fighter.
You shut the fuck up right now. You shut the fuck up right now. I'm getting so angry. I'm gonna kill you. You're not a diss Tekken, you bitch.
Dude, I love Tekken Tag, but that's like...
I remember fuck Tekken Tag, I don't like that one.
Tekken Tag was the best one.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I don't like tag teams, fuck that shit. No, man. No. Just stop.
No, yeah. Because it, like, after, like, Tekken Tag, it all started becoming the same thing. Tekken 4, Tekken 5,
yeah,
Tekken 6 looked the exact same thing.
But what do you expect?
It's the exact same thing.
That's, what do you expect?
No, it's not what I expect. I expect something brand new.
You can't expect, like, a new, fresh game.
Well, let's see. Street Fighter managed to pull that off.
Yeah, but how long has it been since they put a fucking game out?
Oh, well, let's see. A couple of years, but they work on different fighters, too. At least Smash Bros. Was different too. Like Namco, when it comes to fighters, they're getting lazy. Like Soul Calibur 4, that was exactly like Soul Calibur 3. Except like
yeah, it was.
They're just getting lazy. But anyway,
stop dissing Tekken before I kill you in your own house.
It sucks.
Stop. Just stop.
It sucks.
You're asking to die.
No, I'm saying it sucks.
Ugh.
Okay. Anyways, I'll just go over a quick list of stuff they might be showing off. For Microsoft, they're going to be showing off... Well, this is all rumors so far. Peter Jackson's Halo idea or whatever.
Oh, his movie?
Or, yeah, it might be... Is it working on a Halo project? Could be a movie, could be a game, or... I don't know.
It's a game. I'm not going to play it.
Actually,
they are coming out the game with the Halo... Or, you know, like, the hell jumpers, the black guys that jump out of the fucking little pods and shit with Master Chief and 3? Essentially, they're gonna make a game where you're one of those guys. And, yeah. I mean, it looks kind of cool. It's gonna be downloadable.
Alright. Okay, they might give the date for Alan Wake. I know nothing about that game. Wait, Samir, do you know anything?
I know there was like a whole article in Game Informer that I read, but I really don't remember. It's been a while.
What I remember, it's basically you play as this guy who's like a murderer, and basically he goes to this town and like to get a revenge. So as like what he's writing, like he's basically writing a new book, and what's happening in his book is what's happening. Zero happened.
Where is he? Alright, that's cool. So, we have that to look forward to. Oh yeah, also, if you didn't know, they're making a Death Clock versus the Goon comic book.
A what?
Death Clock versus the Goon comic book. The Goon is, The Goon is a comic character by, Dark Horse Comics. I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Is it like a fighting game?
No, it's a actual comic.
It's a what?
Comic.
Yeah.
What's a comic?
It's a comic that they're releasing. Okay.
Yes, comic. There we go.
That's pretty gay.
Alright, anyways.
Well, I'm just saying, technically,
the comics are pretty gay.
No comment. Let's see. They might be releasing 360 games to download. You know, like real 360 games, like, I don't know, like Halo 3 or something. For like, you know, for 360, you just save to your hard drive and actually play off it without requiring disk.
Yeah, too bad I only have a 20 gig hard drive.
Too bad.
No, I don't even have a 20 gig. I have the first hard drives that ever came out, the 12 gig.
Oh,
right? Did it come out 12 gig?
No, it was 20, but it only came with 12.
Yeah, that's what I got. Fuck it.
Alright, they might confirm Forza 3. A gaming-focused Zune. They might show off Splinter Cell 5.
Wait, hold up. Repeat what you just said.
They might show off Splinter Cell 5.
No, before that.
A gaming-focused Zune.
Okay, that's fucking stupid. But let's go. Okay. Wow. Just wow, Microsoft. Just fucking wow.
One thing that was listed here, but as it already happened, is showing off new GTA 4 DLC, but they just unveiled that yesterday. Ballad of Gay Tony. Go figure. Yeah, they're gonna be like having that for DLC, and also have a standalone disc, which comes with that and also The Lost and Damned, both on one disc. So that's pretty cool. You can pick that up for like $30 or something. The 360 might get clan support, which is cool.
Might get what? Wii Sports?
No, clan support.
Wii Sports, okay.
Alright, whatever you say. Avatar Party.
Damn straight, whatever I say.
Avatar Party, which I'm guessing is probably gonna be something like Mario Party. I don't know. This.
Oh my god.
Wait, what party?
I just in my pants. Please let it be true.
No, if it's with avatars, then that's silly.
Avatar Last Airbender?
At least if it's like Fusion Frenzy.
Alright.
Okay. Avatar Last Airbender Avatar?
No, Avatar as in your little me-like things from 360.
Oh, okay.
Those dudes. And before gay. Oh, no? No? Oh, okay. Wow, I'm surprised. Okay, they might show off Metal Gear Solid 4 for 360. Which a lot of people are guessing.
Okay.
Fuck you, Smear. I don't know, this, I'll skip that. They might show a date for Halo 3 ODST, which is the new DLC thing.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I was just talking about.
They already showed it off, but they might show it, like, have a date or a demo or something. They could get an external Blu-ray drive.
For what? 360?
Yeah. Maybe.
Finally giving in to Sony?
Yep.
Well, listen, you know what? Sony's really gonna kill themselves. I hope they die out soon.
That'd be cool.
Sony's getting, like, some, like, new multiplayer game. I forgot what it's called, but it's gonna have, like, 200, like, 70 people.
Yeah, that's MAG. Massive Action.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's not even like a multiplayer game. That's like an like hours long war if you're doing like a deathmatch.
Yeah, it's basically like you're split up into squads of like 8 people, and then you fight squad for squad, but you're able to fight other squads too. It's really confusing. That's cool. They might show off Mass Effect 2. They might have Square Enix Classics for the Xbox Live Arcade. A new 360 bundle, Gears of War 3, motion capture device, which is kind of like the iToy, iToy for PS2 and 3. I can't talk today, God. Oh, did the dudes that made Fable? Oh, that's why I skipped that. I'm like, wait, what? Who? Okay. More exclusive DLC. 360 Slim, which I'm doubting. Big part shows off new title.
I don't know who Lion said it was. They also make out Black and White.
Black and White?
Yeah, it's a...
It's a new... They're having another Black and White?
No, they... Well, they're supposed to be releasing a new game that's not related to Fable. It might be Black and White, but I doubt it.
They might announce Crackdown 2. Primetime gets new games, and they might show off Final Fantasy Versus 13, which is right now I'm aware of is a Sony exclusive.
Yeah, my friend said he played it and it was pretty cool. You can't wait.
Yeah, I heard pretty good
things. I think it's like the dumbest shit ever. Final Fantasy, it's never good. It was never good.
Yo, stop reading the mic, please.
That's not me.
I know, it's probably smart. Alright, for Sony, they might show off the new Gran Turismo for the PSP, and also Gran Turismo 5.
Wait, hold on. They didn't even release Gran Turismo 5 yet.
I know. They already showed off Gran Turismo PSP. Alright, so they might re-reveal it. Alright, that's weird. Gran Turismo 5, they might give a date for that. They might start doing greatest hits for the PS3. They're going to announce the PSP Go, like I said earlier. Maybe more Square Enix, exclusive. Oh yeah, it's not. Oh yeah, the abbreviation for Square Enix is Squeenix. All right, I gotta say that more often now. Squeenix. Awesome. The PS3 might get PS2 software emulation, PSP trophies, not just for the PS3 but PSP also. A God of War sequel for the PSP. A PSN game rental service. A demo and date for God of War 3. PS3 getting a price cut. New PS3 bundle, SingStar PSP, a PSP music service, a slim version of PS3. Them still showing off the PlayStation 2. PlayStation 3 signs with Blockbuster. Team Ico, the official unveil. Oh wait, they're the dudes that did Shadow Colossus.
Wow, what a list of boring shit.
Starhawk announced. Heavy focus
Starhawk.
On Starhawk.
Why don't you just like say interesting things?
That's what I'm saying.
Give some shit about Starhawk. What the fuck is Starhawk?
The combination of Warhawk and Star Fox. Starhawk.
I fucking hate you. No. No.
It might show off Heavy Rain, which I heard pretty good things about. PlayStation Home. Let's see. Some more details on Little Big Planet, like stats they did, how many people sent in maps and stuff. And also a new version of Metal Gear Solid 4. And for Nintendo. Most of these are really retarded, but whatever. They might show off a Wii HD. Miyamoto might show something brand new. A DSi Pacific version of Metroid Prime in 2D. I meant Metroid, not Metroid Prime. New Wii colors, no more friend codes. Pokemon Stadium for the Wii. They might have Earthbound for the virtual console.
But bullshit.
I know. You can explain it.
Basically, what happened was Earthbound was going to come out for the virtual console, but since some of the music in the game were like samples from real songs, like from the Beatles and stuff.
Beatles!
You know, they don't want to get sued or anything. So they're like, you know what? We're not going to release Earthbound. And that's the story.
biggest faggots alive.
I know.
And
dude, we don't want to be sued. We want to be pussies. Whatever. Leave them be.
Okay. They might show off, like, the greatest hits version of for the Wii, which is called Player's Choice. They might bring Metal Gear Solid Touch, which is iPhone exclusive to DS or Wii. A new version of Twilight Princess, which works with motion capture. I mean, motion plus.
Motion capture, Steve.
Motion plus.
It works with motion capture.
Shut up. That'd be cool.
Yes, I am carrying a fucking sword with a suit with golf balls all over it. And I'm just gonna go shroom shroom as I have thousands of dollars of equipment I had to buy for this stupid fucking game. Yes. Yeah.
I'd buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I would buy it. Wouldn't you want to try it, Fatman?
No.
No?
Not even once?
No.
If you had an opportunity, wouldn't you want to try it?
Imagine my fat ass in fucking black all body tights.
I heard
golf balls attached to them, holding a sword, trying to look cool.
If the balls are blue, then you try.
Alright. Whatever. They might show off Executive Chanette. Okay, screw that. They might show off a new Mario Party.
Oh god, yes.
That'd be cool.
Please be online, please be online. Oh.
That's
I don't like all the new Mario Parties. They have too much, like, new shit. It just ruins it.
Remember what I said?
Yeah.
What would be the best Mario Party game if they took the best minigames
and stages?
They just take it from holes and then put them all remade into one Mario Party game. It's the best of Mario Party.
And make it online.
Yeah, and make it online, too.
Without
characters, DK included. That was bullshit. He should have stayed a character that you can play as, not a special space.
I don't see the point of that. Everyone loved picking DK. Unless people thought it was broken or something. I don't know.
I know.
Alright, they might show off a new Mario title. Motion Plus, they'll show that off a bit more. Merging Wii points and DSi points. Maybe a new Zelda for the Wii. The Game Boy or Game Boy Color games for the Virtual Console. Might show off Kid Icarus. DSi gets its own Virtual Console. They might show off Motion Plus Lightsaber game. Wii Fit Plus. Virtual Console to DSi transfer. It's weird. And Wii gets price cut. Place bets now.
First, I'm placing my bet on Duke. Always bet on the Duke.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh yeah, let's have a moment of silence for 3D Realms. Because they no longer exist.
I thought that was only a rumor that they're not completely bankrupt yet.
No, it's I remember talking about this from my roommate.
They still have the rights to it. And they're gonna hand it off to, like, Microsoft or something.
Oh, aren't they? No, they more or less changed their name back to Apogee, which is making the trilogy for Duke Nukem. And, Take-Two is apparently suing them. Because they never finished Duke Nukem Forever. Which is kind of a dick move.
Whatever, Duke Nukem sucked.
Fuck you.
No, it was a great game, I'm kidding. I remember playing the game back like way early 90s, I didn't even know what fucking first person shooters was. And I was just playing fucking Duke Nukem paying hookers to show me their shitty tits. Oh yeah. That was the good times. I love leading like the dumbass pig enemies to the doors and watching the doors close on them. Then they open up again, you had like streams of like body goo, like, oh, it's the best. It was like the worst graphics in the world. Oh my god. You put the cheats in and you're like, haha, bitch.
Alright.
I want my Duke Nukem.
Always been on Duke.
Alright.
We're not done mourning, Steve.
I only played a demo for a 360 arcade game. I never had a good PC to play it on. So.
Oh, wait. That's right. Nuke Nukem 3D is on the Xbox Arcade.
Yep.
Yeah.
I should buy it.
Have it.
There's multiplayer, up to six players.
Awesome.
Let's see, anything else? We can start talking about individual topics now.
Thanks, coordinator.
Coordinator? Wait, what? I'm confused. Alright, so I guess we could do that. So we'll go with Samir first! Yes. Wait, didn't you already talk about the Grand Theft Auto DLC already? The Lost and Damned?
Yeah, he did.
You did. So, I'm pretty sure you did.
Lost Fable.
Oh yeah, the Fable one. Yeah, that's what you're gonna talk about.
Who gives a shit? It probably sucks.
Actually, no, this one is actually better than the first one. Basically, what happens is you get two cursed items, and basically you go back in time. And what happens is you basically see how Fable 1 and Fable 2 intertwine. And basically, it's worth getting. I mean, it's kind of short, but it makes the game. Well, it's about, let's put this, it's better than the first one. If anybody who's played the first download content knows how short and shitty it was.
Oh yeah.
This one's a whole lot better than this first one. They also added a Colosseum, which is essentially like the Crucible, but it's just like non-stop waves of guys coming at you. It's really great if you're like showing up a second character and just want to get experience really, really fast.
Sure, it also shrivels your balls.
Only yours. And there's a one pain in the ass shoot which I've been trying to do for the past like 3-4 days. Basically, I had to score 1,895 points in the Colosseum, and that's fucking impossible. You have to score that exact number to get an item, to get an achievement.
I just clicked the link.
Alright. That's about it for the downloadable content. I mean,
you know anything about the Grand Theft Auto new one?
All I know is you play as a hitman for, that was his face, Gay Tony.
There we go. I don't remember who he is, though.
Yeah, he showed up like once, I think, once or twice in the game. I don't even know where in the game he shows up.
I didn't even beat Grand Theft Auto 4, so.
Me neither.
What? You guys.
Blasphemy.
I beat it like twice. One on the 360, and when I got the computer one, I beat it again.
Why did you beat it twice, though?
Because it's 20.
Actually, I got more achievements on the computer one than I did on the Xbox.
Oh man, that reminds me, I should reinstall San Andreas on my laptop and just play Multi Theft Auto.
I got installed on my 360 again. I deleted it because I never had room on my old hard drive, but it still allowed me to re-download it, so that's what I did. So now I got it back on my 360. Yay!
Too bad.
Too bad. Oh, you know what? For that statement, you go next.
What am I supposed to do?
Fap.
I'm gonna talk about your food challenge.
Fab?
Oh, food challenge.
Food challenge. Oh shit, that's right. Recently, I did a food challenge at it's a restaurant called So Damn Hot in Valhalla, New York, and I did the wings challenge. And essentially, the rules were you eat 12 wings, and you choose one of the hottest hot sauces they got, and then they mix it with their hottest hot sauce. Then what they do is that they mix it with like another hot sauce they have, like a really mild, and they put that all over the fucking wings, and you have to eat 12 of them, no drinks, no napkins, no nothing. Then after you're done to the bone, you then have to sit there for 5 minutes, and it was the worst. It was the worst. It was the most painful thing I've ever done in my whole life. Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was fucking terrible.
Did he get, like, I don't know, get on the wall of fame or something?
My lips turned purple. My lips turned purple. They were swollen. Like, if I had black people lips already, if I had nigger lips already, it just went, like, quadruple nigger lip. It was just so bad. Dude, there was a point where I couldn't feel my arms and my legs. Like, I could barely walk after it. It was just so bad. Like, my whole body was just, like, I couldn't even sleep. Like, my stomach, just the process of, like, my body digesting it was burning my whole body. It's the worst. It was the hottest shit I've ever eaten in my entire life. I hate myself for doing it. I haven't been there since then. I mean, going back there is going to be like a war veteran going back to Vietnam. It's just like, why would you do this?
Oh my god, if you are, you're going to take me.
Me too.
I mean, I would go there, but I would never do the wing challenge again. Fuck.
Wait, did he get anything for doing that?
I got a bumper sticker, and I'm going to get a picture of me on the wall.
Oh, that's cool. Didn't you say your hands still smelled spicy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my hands, like, had the burning sensation for 2 days, and I had the unfortunate move of scratching my balls. Dude, oh my god, my balls were on fire for 2 hours.
Was it worse than Bengay?
Oh, I don't know. It burned like shit for 2 hours. I wanted to die. Fuck that, never again, dude, never again. No, really, just never fucking again. I'm telling you right now, I will never do it. I will never do a spicy food challenge in my life. Ever. Fuck. You don't understand, dude, the pain. It was worse than those Buffalo Wild Wings that we ate that one time. But imagine 12 of them.
Dude, we only ate one each. Dude, I was crying. You had the most serious face ever.
Imagine 12 of them. I ate it. I ate it, dude. Oh. I almost overdosed on Tums, and I drank a beer of milk afterwards. No, seriously, like, there's actually a limit on Tums you can eat.
No, wait, did you just hear what Amy said?
No. What did she say?
You're human.
I'm what? I'm inhuman?
Yeah.
No. Just that.
Bro, that didn't come at me.
That's what she said.
Dude, honestly, it was like to the point where...
Okay, that's great.
It was just... I couldn't even... Opening my mouth hurt. I had just my mouth closed. In fact, breathing out burned. I actually had to breathe in. No, I had to breathe in through my mouth and breathe out through my nose.
All right. Well, Fat Man Eddie has this recorded on YouTube, so when I post this episode, you'll be able to click on a link and you can just follow his whole
adventure
journey.
Dude, I became a man. I became a man that day. Anyone who says otherwise can go suck a dick. Dude, you'll show that. But die.
Alright. Alrighty. So... Alright, I guess I'll go next. So, like, a couple weeks back, I went to see Star Trek. I am not a Trekkie, but I do know a bit about Star Trek, so while watching this, I was expecting, you know, more or less, like, technobabble I wouldn't understand. But it was really, I don't know, dumbed down for audiences, you know, like, so it could be a bit more mainstream. But it kept it interesting, which was pretty cool. It was basically, this happens in an alternate dimension due to something that Spock from the original series did. So it's basically two timelines. But I guess this allows freedom for the writers to do whatever they want. So I guess that's pretty cool. It was very action-y. And really cool too. I don't really know what else I can talk about unless you guys have questions. Nope. All right, fine. All right.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. All right. Well, anyway, I do recommend it. It sounded really good. You don't even have to be a Star Trek fan to enjoy it. It's just, you know, like a good standalone movie by itself. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 Vulcan Death Grips. Yeah, let's go with that. All right. And last, and definitely not least, is Amy, or Ellie, or whatever.
I really don't know what to talk about now, so let's just say our E3 predictions for, like, certain companies.
You said Persona.
Well, yeah, but I only know a little bit about Persona.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that far into the story, but it's awesome. Anyway, I think Sega is going to bring out a little Sonic teaser like they always do with the movie. I think at least they'll have another trailer from Mario and Sonic episode. Here.
Sonic sucks.
Fuck you.
Something depends.
However, then, I think they are possibly tease us with another Conquer or a Banjo Conquer or. Well, nigh. But we know that will never happen.
Wait, they are going to be at E3, right?
I think so. They're under Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure because they might have their own, like, stuff set up there, but I'm not sure if they would. I don't know. We have to wait and see. Yeah.
What I'm betting on for Sega is Dead Set Radio, another game. Come on, Sega, you have to do it this year. I mean, you did Samba de Amigo. You did House of the Dead. What are we talking about? Knife. For that.
Yeah,
have to do another remake to bring back an old series. Maybe Shenmue?
They also did Outrun, too. Oh, and Virtualon. But those were just sports. So.
I think Nintendo will actually bring Mother 3.
No. It's not going to happen. That's not gonna happen.
Earthbound, I mean, I can see it happening, but to the US, that's a bit iffy.
Give it 2 years. It'll be on by then. Yep. They still need to bring Smash Bros. For its Wii Virtual Console. Sorry, out in Japan. But yeah.
Yeah, but we already see that.
I know, but still, to play it on my TV without hooking up my 360, that'd be cool.
Your 360.
Shut up!
You're right. Super Smash Brothers is on the
Shut up!
Come on, no one else has any predictions?
Boy, she shook it up, broke on him when I was there. That was funny. I was witnessing the awesome of his broken 360.
Oh yeah, my 360 red ring, like, before finals, so I guess that helped me study about whatever. Well, I got it repaired, so I had to go back to RIT and go pick it up. And also finish up a final also. Gave him a free month, so it's all good. Oh my god, my eyes burned! Ah!
I remember with my 360 red ring. Yeah, that's it.
One thing I am disappointed of for about E3 is that the guy who makes Mega Man games is also working on Dead Rising 2, but he's apparently afraid of swine flu, so he's staying in Japan and not coming for E3. So that really annoys me. So we're gonna have to wait till the Tokyo Game Show.
That's pussy.
I know. God damn it. The guy who makes zombie games is afraid of swine flu. Screw that. Anyways, I think that's about it. We've been talking for almost an hour. Oh yeah, something also I'm thinking of doing, you guys tell me if it's a good idea or not. It's having music play in the background. Like, low enough. But still there. You know, just not have us talking all the time.
Why?
Is that a good idea or not?
Yeah, I mean, it worked for, cinema and stuff.
Yeah, I know a couple podcasts do that. So, yeah, let's go do that. So, if you're listening to this far and wondering where that music came from, I just came up with the idea just now. Yeah, because I'm good like that. Alright, so, with... any last thoughts, or...
wait, aren't we doing a list of five?
Top five? No, we'll say that for next time. This podcast went for way too long.
Five.
Anyways, alright, so this is... Okay, Day Bleach.
Batman.
Ellie.
And this is Random Untitled Podcast signing out.
Sega, you better fucking bring Dead Set Radio to the Wii of the 360.
Hey, hey.
No!
I want every video game producer to just make a good game.
They need just make taxi.
Like Halo 3.
Just make a game.
Halo 3 is a masterpiece!
Shut the fuck up, all of you, right now. I have something to say. Just please make a game
like
that
Sonic.
I can play. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Okay. Make a game that will at least keep me busy for a year.
Like Halo 3.
Like, wow. I show you.
Shut the fuck up. Make me a game. Like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Like it. Not, you can't. You can't make it again, obviously, because today's standard is not really a really good game. However, it was a classic. Make me a fucking classic.
Like Halo 3.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, Steve, I'm gonna smack you. I'm gonna fucking smack
you. Alright, like Call of Duty 4 then.
Like, right now I'm playing TF2, that will be a classic.
That game is really fun.
Just because I can constantly play. And fuck you, Valve, for not allowing me to find any goddamn new items. I wanna shoot you in the fucking head. I hate you.
So, Samir, how's Jurati?
I want to kill everything.
It's awesome because
I just want to jump.
You don't understand how angry
oh,
I am.
Yeah, and I totally unlocked the new hats, all of them.
Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. I read the blog, right? The blog said that the more you play, the more you'll get. And I'm like, okay, I play maybe 20 to 30 hours every you know, 2 weeks. That's what it says on Steam. So I should be able to find shit like that. Like, boom, done. I've been playing ever since the fucking thing released. I have yet to find. You know what I found? You know what I found? I found the medic's the gun, the unlockable one. I found a duplicate. I found a duplicate. I wanna rage. The only thing I found is a fucking duplicate. I couldn't find the ambassador or the fucking dagger and cloak or anything. Or anything. See these fucking noobs, they're playing like I'm a pyro, and then they get like the fucking ambassador. I'm like, I got a revolver now. I'm like, oh my god, I wanna kill you so much. I wanna stab you. Yeah, so there's my little rant. I just fuck you, Valve.
But the Huntsman, that now that's one sexy weapon. Like, you really need to try to see how good it is. I mean, seriously, who could be getting kills left and right? I'm not even trying. I'm randomly clicking. I get kills. Laying on fire. It only takes 1 second to charge. It is...
Dude, imagine me with a fucking bow and arrow. I'm already beast with a gun. The rifle, I'm just getting headshots left and right.
I'm sorry, but I can't imagine you with it because you're never going to get it.
I'm going to fucking kill you, Steve. When I see you, I'm just going to... Just end the podcast. I can't do this.
We troll you.
Dun 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 dun.